Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Well, we are off and running again. Off to the races, as they say. It's Monday morning. Thank you for joining us live on Iolo Radio this morning. I want to say good morning to my co-host, Mr. Rodney Cox. How are you doing this morning, Rodney?
Fantastic, Tony. How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. We had a great weekend. Geared up, rested up, and ready to go for the week, man. Exciting time. I want to say good morning to all of the Iolo agents as they're dialing in right now. Our dialing number is 718-664-9145. Be sure that you text that out to your team, guys, and be sure that I should say guys and gals, I'm not leaving anybody out here, but I want to be sure that everybody understands that this is the place to be at this time of the morning if you can break away from work or whatever's going on to tune into Iolo Radio. As an independent Iolo agent, this is where the news is happening. This is where you have a voice. This is where you can connect with this entire team and the leadership in this team. And speaking of that leadership, Rodney, I want to say thank you, man, for all your hard work behind the scenes here this morning. Also, Mr. Bud Nemeth. Bud is the director of marketing, and if you're a new agent and you haven't had the chance to meet Bud yet, you know, you're going to be thrilled to spend a little time with this gentleman. Bud is the director of marketing for Iolo, but he's also an independent agent just as you are, as I am, and we are always blessed to have the opportunity to spend a little time with Bud. Bud, good morning to you, man. How are you today?
Fantastic, Tony. I feel like spring has sprung, at least here in Middle Tennessee. It was in the 70s yesterday, supposed to be warmer than that today. It's so nice to think you can go out in the field and not have to, you know, bundle up and bring your umbrella and bring your mittens and gloves and all that stuff and go out and build your business. So it's an exciting time for us.
Stop it, because it's only in the 30s here today. So
don't say that. It'll warm
well,
up.
Good morning. Well, good morning to you, Bud, and I know that, you know, that there's always on the verge of some news that's being released, and every week is an exciting week for us here with Iolo, and, of course, on the radio station, we get a chance to hear firsthand what's going on. So open the mic for you, my friend. What's going on back at corporate? What have you learned over the weekend? Is there any news announcements today that we as agents in the field need to know about?
No new announcements, Tony, nothing new. I mean, we're still working on a lot of things behind the scene every day. And again, as those things are finished, we will announce those and let you know they're here. One of the, you know, you'll see a few little tweaks here and there. I know some of you have been concerned, as have I, about, you know, technology, Tony, is wonderful when it works, especially when it works how you want it to. But the new merchant video, the feedback has been phenomenal on that. The only negative about the new merchant video is in some formats, in some websites, at the end of that video, would automatically pop up related videos or suggested videos. We had hosted that on YouTube, and we did that so people could download that and put it on their own devices so that if they wanted to play it without having internet access, they could do that. The challenge there with YouTube, and it's not just YouTube, it's just some of the formats where you place that video. When we set that video up, we turn those suggested videos off at the end. So it's just supposed to go back to the beginning for you to push play again. But when you take that embedded URL and you post it in different websites and templates and all that stuff, it for some reason, it just takes that out and it makes those other videos pop up. So we have changed the format of the merchant video. It is now on a different server, I guess, if you will. It's not on YouTube anymore. It's on Vimeo. I mean, it's still available on YouTube, but we have it hosted on the IOLAMerchant.com site at Vimeo, because for some reason we just could not get those related and suggested videos off. And, you know, a lot of times if you have tags in your video that say rent to own or stuff like that, rental purchase, stuff like that, then your competitors will come up because they may have that those same tags in their description. So, again, I'm not real technical, Tony, when it comes to all that. I just know that now when our merchants click on that video at the end, it's just going to pop and be done, and you can press it to play it again. Same as the customer video. The customer video, see, what's weird is that's hosted on YouTube, and we have that set up so at the end it stops, and it just lets you play it over again. But the other one, we could not get to do that. So all the settings are the same. There's no difference. It's very frustrating. So, again, you just got to tweak it here and there and get our IT guys to play the game right and put the right codes and stuff in and do what you got to do. So, anyways, I know that was a concern for some people. It was also a concern for me. But when you click on the videos on the merchant.com website, it will just play it and then end, and then you can play it again and again and again. So, again, little tweaks like that are going on behind the scenes all the time. Other than that, I did want to announce that if you are an agent calling into corporate, please press number 4. If you are an agent calling into corporate, then you need agent support. You don't need customer support. And if you're an agent, you do not need merchant support. You need agent support. So please press number 4. We're having a lot of agents call in, and some of them are calling in with at the merchant or with merchants on the line, and I don't suggest you do that either. If you have a question for your merchant, then I would suggest you handle it. You take care of it, and if you need help, you call agent support. You're an agent and you want support, call agent support. Call the 779 number, 2001, and hit option number 4. We want to help you. You'll talk to myself or Rodney or Nelson or Carl or people that are geared to help our agents. See, we need to know what questions the agents are asking so that we can make sure we have the materials proper in the back office and the resources so that you have those answers available to you and don't have to take the time to call in. And again, if it's something that a merchant is asking you and you're not sure, call in, call agent support, and we will help you, and we will get you direct you to where those answers are. And if we don't have any place to direct you, that means we have to do something on our end to put it there. If it is a specific case, a specific issue, then we may have to contact merchant support, or we may have to have the merchant contact merchant support. But again, if you are trying to help your merchants, do not do that by calling in and having a your merchant on the line or calling in from your merchants. You call in and ask for agent support, and let's see if we can't get that solved for you so that you are the hero, okay? What we don't want to do is be out there and try to place blame on IOLO, on corporate, because that gives the merchants a bad taste in their mouth about us. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, or 9.5 times out of 10, it's not anything to do with IOLO and what we did. I'll give you a quick story. All weekend, I mean, I take phone calls. So I took a phone call this weekend from an agent. And the agent had one of his new agents on the phone. And I know the agent who called me, and I know what he requires and what he tells his new agents they have to do. He does everything right. He said, you have to invest 6 to 10 hours. You have to go through the new agent checklist. You have to go through that merchant training website so you know what your merchants are going to do. So he called me up because his agent was upset. And so we got the agent on the line. He said, I signed up a merchant, and they were so excited. They were so excited. They didn't want to go through the training. They just wanted to get going. They just wanted to open up their portal and put a customer through. So they put one of their employees through. And what happened? Well, everything happened that was supposed to happen, okay? Here's what they did, and here's the main issue, is they said, well, they were upset because it took too long. They were upset because they didn't think the numbers were right. They were upset for several things. When if they took the time to go through the merchant training, and if the agent stood their ground and made them take that time, there would have been no issues at all. The main issue was that in their haste, they put in the wrong telephone number for the customer. So when a customer applies, there's a reason why we do that. And the reason is to protect that customer and to protect Iolo from fraud. If that customer actually did apply, then they should be in the store when that phone call comes in. And they get a phone call from customer support. And what customer support does basically is verify, A, that they did in fact apply, that B, they are at that store, and C, they understand what Iolo is about and how it works. And they ask a few questions to verify the information that is on the application or to prove that that person is who they say they are. So there's reasons why we do that. It is a very regulated industry. We're dealing with people's with money, you know, with people's items that they want to own and stuff like that. And we have bank accounts that go, money switches hands through bank. Listen, we're highly regulated and there's things we have to do. Now, typically those phone calls take anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes and the verification is done and boom. If that call goes longer, it's because the customer is asking the customer support agent at Iolo questions, all right? So there is, but the problem was customer support could not get a hold of the customer because in their haste they entered the phone number wrong. That's why, again, it goes back to the basics. You need to take the time to make sure that you train your merchants, okay? Number one, that you get trained, go through the new agent checklist. And I don't mean just buzz through it and spend 20 minutes on that. You heard Steve last week tell his people, you need to invest in yourself 6 to 10 hours to bring yourself up to speed. And truly, I don't think it takes that long, but it does take at least 5 hours of going through that information if you do it right. And again, what is 5 hours to get yourself up to speed? So our goal is to set everyone up for success, and that means our new agents, if we decide to build an agency, and if you bring in a new agent, you have to share with them how they're going to be successful. And to do that, they need to go through and invest time in educating themselves through the new agent checklist and everything that it says. And part of that process is step number 8, which is them going through the merchant training so they know what to expect and what their merchants can expect. And again, it's great, but listen, you're not doing anyone a favor if you're taking shortcuts, because ultimately there's going to be a bad experience and it's going to be frustrating for the agent, for the merchant, for the customer, and for Iolo Corporate. And we can eliminate 99% of that frustration if we just follow the process that's laid out as intended and don't shortcut. Does that make sense, Tony?
That absolutely makes sense. I mean, you know, and that's the great thing about having you on the air here, you know, because you get the phone calls over the weekend, you know the hot topics, you know what's going on. And I think that's invaluable to us as agents in the field to know this, because we have agents too. You know, most of the people that are listening in, and I know you probably feel like you're always preaching to the choir here, but you know, and you're like, well, these are the same people that you know, that call in the radio station or listen to the radio station. But it really does shift and change every day. But the point is, yes, we are, you know, we are the choir, and we certainly, you know, many of us have already heard these things and know these things, but it's important for us to be remembered, you know, to be reminded, rather, of it, and also that we have agents that may be doing some of these things. So, no, I think it makes a lot of sense, Bud, and I'm always thrilled at the content that you bring forth on the radio show, and that's why I never miss it.
Yeah. Well, and it's true, and we can, you know, especially trying to build a relationship with those merchants and all that stuff, and we, you know, if they're excited and they want to move forward, you know, you think you're doing them a favor, yeah, okay, well, we'll just skip that. But let me tell you, it's not, you're causing everybody, it's going to be frustrating for everybody in the end. So I would just say don't do that. The other thing, Tony, is, and again, hopefully you and I will be able to spend some time together, and Rodney, and we've got a group of agents that are going to do an in-store training for a big store this week. And folks, how are we going to do that? I want to let you know that we are doing the process. We're practicing what we preach. And here's what we would suggest. So we have a big store that has probably more than 30 employees in it, but 20 of those employees are directly involved in the sales process, whether it be you know, making sales or doing the financing aspect of it. They are involved in that process. So we've got the merchant approved, and we said it is our obligation and duty and responsibility to bring everybody in your stores up to speed to feel comfortable and confident in Iolo and the whole process. That way you will be in the best position to maximize your results and make more money. It always goes back to the benefit for who you're talking to, for your audience. So here's what we told them. Here's what we have to do. Here's the training process. We need to set aside 1 hour, either before your store opens or after your store closes, where you can call all of your employees in, all of those employees who are going to be involved in Iolo sales, whether in sales with your customers or financing. And in this time, so we said we have to do that. It's our responsibility. It's our obligation to do that for you. So you don't have, we're not going to train you and then expect you to train everybody on what we do. We will train each and every person. And it's a two-phase, it's actually a three-phase process. Phase one is the group meeting with the store closed, okay? We don't want customers coming in and out and then trying to do three things at once. It's not going to be effective, all right? So during that process, and again, know your audience, okay? So I asked them, do your employees get paid by the hour or do they get paid commission? That's important to know, because if they get paid commission, then it's real simple. Hey, this is going to help increase your income because you're going to be able to make more sales with this tool. So that they really have an interest in paying attention. But if they're paid hourly and they get paid the same whether they make one sale or 10 a day, they don't have as much incentive. So in that situation, then we talk with the merchant and say, listen, is it okay if we offer your employees an incentive, a cash incentive for making sales? And most of the times, the merchant will say, that's no problem. I have no problem with that. In fact, I'll even kick in. A lot of times, they'll match it. So if you say any employee in this store who does $3,000 a month, this month, you know, a month, we're going to give them $50 in cash. Well, we'll give them $52, so it's $100. Again, work that out with your merchant. Some may not want you to do it. Regardless, we've got permission to do that. So we're going to offer in that meeting an incentive for them to pay attention. We're going to tell them right up front. Also in that meeting, we make sure that, you know your audience and make sure if you've got a big audience like that, we're going to have a projector set up with a screen so that everybody can see it, everybody can hear it. We have enough chairs there. We'll provide the coffee and donuts, you know, so that they can sit there and relax and pay attention, eat, have something to drink, you know, coffee and donuts. So that's the process. And then we're going to introduce ourselves as their business partners who are here to help them increase their sales and help satisfy more customers. And we also have an internet connection. So all we're going to do is pull up the merchant training portal and walk through those first 10 steps, step by step by step. We are going to show the video, since most of those will be employees. We're going to show the 6-minute video, not the 10-minute video. We're going to go through each part. We're going to log into the portal. We're going to go through what each thing. We're going to go through it step by step. We don't have to wonder what to do. We just have to follow the path of steps 1 through 10 and go through that with them. And then phase two of that is on-the-job training, in-store, hands-on, live training. And we tell them, we're going to spend 30 minutes to an hour with each one of your staff members in a real live environment. And again, if it's just running them through or giving them pointers or or answering their questions or whatever it is, we're going to spend time in that store. And since they have 20 employees, we have a team of agents that are helping out here that are going to train those employees. And, you know, what more important than anything during that process, we are building a relationship. And you will find who are going to be your key people there. Also, by the way, we asked the merchant in the beginning if we can have one or two people, preferably a manager, who is going to be the go-to person who can shadow us during this whole process, so that they're the ones, instead of me communicating with 20 people at that store, I can communicate with one or two key people who have spent more time with me than the rest of them, who can shadow me during the training, during two or three trainings, if they can. And again, you know, you want to build some liaisons, some friends in that business that are going to be the experts, so you don't have to be there. But I promise you, each one of them will have my business card with my phone number, so when they have questions, they can call me, all right? So, again, that process, and phase three really is that here's my contact information, and it's that follow through. You know, you've already followed up with them, you got it signed up, you got them trained, you did the in-store training hands-on, and now it's that ongoing pop in once every couple weeks, say hi, bring some donuts, bring some coffees, do a new contest, whatever, get a little email group of the employees and ask permission from the merchant, and or just tell the merchant, here, I'm going to send you an email and you can let your employees know. Send them a flyer they can post by the time clock that says, this month we've upped the reward to $100 for anyone who does $5,000 in sales. Whatever it is you want to do, have fun with that. But again, there's a three-phase process that is very effective, and really if you make it your goal to do that with every merchant and get those merchants up to speed and the employees up to speed to where they're making sales, man, your life is going to change. I'm telling you, your life is going to change. You can build a huge, significant passive income by doing that. Do it with one store. Do it right and see what happens. If you've already got merchants you've signed up, get back in touch with them and say, hey, we've just had an update, and here's what they want us to do, and I want to offer this to do this for you and your store and your employees, is I want to get in there and do this process. I want to have a group meeting. I want to do some hands-on training. And you know what, Tony? There's people in our company, agents, that live in states or countries where we don't even have, they can't even enroll merchants in their own state or their own country, because we have some Canadians now. But they're doing it. They're setting it. We have people that live in states that are driving to other states and building a business there. So let's say you live in New Jersey and you spend some time and you go to New York and you set up some merchants, set up some time to go back and train those merchants, whether it's one day a week or one day a month, to go back and spend time with those merchants and getting them up to speed. But I really believe if everybody does this, if we set all of our agents up for success and all of our merchants up for success, then it's just going to be a fun ride. It's going to be a fun ride anyways, but it'll be a much smoother fun ride if we do it the right way.
Well, it sounds like a great plan, and I'm sure that you guys will get a chance, Bud, to maybe get some pictures of that event, you know, the training that you're doing. And the interesting thing is you took all of the agents on the radio show just a couple of weeks back. If some of you might have missed it, Bud actually went through all of the merch, you know, the 10 steps. We did 2 days. We did a Monday and a Tuesday. And we went through, I believe it was Monday and Tuesday, we went through all of the, you know, the merchant training on the radio show. And so now you guys are going to be doing it, you know, at a physical location. You know me, but I was like running the numbers. You said there's 30 employees, and you're going to be giving away prizes for employees that, you know, encouraging the merchant to give away some additional incentives to their customer, to their employees that are doing, you know, $3,000 a month and rent to own. You know, I just ran the numbers real quick. That's $90,000. You know, $90,000 a month in sales if everybody wins a prize that month, so to speak. And some people are always going to do way over that. And of course, some people will do less than the incentive. But the program, it sounds exciting, and obviously a great benefit to whoever the agent is that's bringing on this merchant. Sounds like an exciting time, so definitely we'll be looking forward to interviewing you and Rodney and getting some feedback and some pictures on the radio show here, you know, from that experience this week, Bud.
Yeah, absolutely. We will take pictures and we will come back with a report as to how it went. And again, and understand, if you're signing up a merchant that's got three employees, the process doesn't change. Still set aside that time to do an hour before, an hour after the store opens or closes, and go through that information in the group, and then try to set some time to do some in-store hands-on training. And again, you're building those relationships to where people, listen, our competitors do not have people doing this. They don't. This is what sets us apart, and there's just nothing that can replace you as an agent in the field working as a business partner. Now, even if you have, you know, if you work a full-time job or a couple jobs or own a business or own a practice and you're busy, that's okay. Figure it out. Work it out to where you can do this, or you can even, you know, maybe you work out a deal with one of your agents who has the time to do it and will do that training for you, and you can split the commission with them, whatever the case may be. Just make sure that you're able to get your merchants trained in this way and their employees and their staff, which is most times is more important than training the merchant, because the merchant isn't as hands-on in the sales process. So, yes, Tony, and the neat thing is, like I say, about 30 employees, but 20 of those are actually involved in the sales process. And, yeah, everybody's not going to do 3,000 in sales, but what if everybody's trying, or what if half of them are trying? What if two of them make it? I have no problem giving away $100 for 6,000 in business, but understand it's not 6,000 in business. If everyone else, if 10 other people only did 1,500, there's another 15,000 in business on top of the six. So again, yeah, very exciting to see what can happen out of a store this size. I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, it's been a great way to start the week off here. I know it's going to be an exciting week for all the agents in the field. If we get out here and knock on the doors, guys, and just call on the merchants, start to learn how easy it is to, and we've had so many agents that we've interviewed, even just in the recent months, recent few weeks here, that you know, we're really surprised about how easy it is for, you know, for the merchant to say yes, because obviously they're not spending any money to become an Iolo merchant. But this piece, and the topic that we're talking about today, and in fact, that's what Dalal and some others have contributed to over the last few weeks, this piece is really important for the independent agent to grasp, because you can't just walk in and sponsor a merchant and move on down the road, because if you do that, you know, you're missing, I think, the most important piece really is in the what I'd like to call the follow-up training, because without that piece, but I think the real gold is left unmined, you know, in those merchant stores.
Yeah, and again, the sooner you can do this, Tony, the better, because they're excited about it. But again, don't let the overexcitement make you take shortcuts, because you're not doing anyone any favors by taking shortcuts. Tell them it's going to take an hour of time. Tell them it's going to take a few hours of time in-store doing the hands-on, and let them know what to expect. And let them know that, listen, you're doing this for them. You know, just like you're a business partner for them, but they don't have to pay you anything. But your goal is the same as theirs, and that's to help increase their sales. And the only way we get paid is if we help them increase their sales through Iolo. So that's exciting for them, because, like you say, there's no financial responsibility. We're training all of their employees, and, you know, in some cases we're even offering the incentives ourselves. And they don't have to do anything except for sit back and watch their sales go up. Which is awesome,
man. It's a beautiful thing, and I love it when a good plan comes together. But I tell you what, hey, let's run out in the field real quick here. I want to call on Steve as we're wrapping up the show. We're at the bottom of the hour, Steve. Real quick though, I know you've got a comment. Welcome to the radio show.
Thank you very much, and hello to all my friends and Iolo agents online. What Bud just explained to us is, in fact, a system, and he alluded to that the other day, that we have a system, and if we follow the system, we'll be successful. If you follow a proven system, you'll be successful. And the word system actually becomes an acronym, and for those of you who are not familiar with that word, what it means is every letter in that acronym, every letter in that word becomes another word. So if you take the word system, on your tablet that you've got in front of you, and write it down vertically, S-Y-S-T-E-M. And the word system, because it's an acronym, and each letter stands for word. And the letters, the words for each letter are save yourself, stress, time, energy, and money. And if we use the system and use it the way it's designed, that's what it'll do for us. It'll it'll save yourself stress, time, energy, and money. That's all I wanted to pass on. Thank you.
Fantastic, Steve. Great comment. Great comment for us today, man. Thanks so much for joining us on the radio.
Tony, let me ask Steve. Steve, are you happy with the video on Vimeo now?
Love the new video. Love the new video. It's amazing. It doesn't require us to do anything. Just, do you have 5 minutes and 20 seconds? Just watch this. And I'm thinking that probably 90% of the people will be extremely impressed with that video. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your comments. I love that. I've never heard that acronym, but it makes perfect sense. And if it's okay with you, if I have your permission, I'd like to share that with some other people as we move forward here. I will give you credit for it, though.
Save yourself stress, time, energy, and money. You know, that's fantastic. I wrote this down. I got this, Steve, so I'm using it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much.
We'll credit Steve the first couple times we call that research, and then it becomes ours.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you own it. At first it seems like you're learning, but then it becomes just a habit. And next it's just really a way of life, you know, is working the system. Knowing that you're staying within the system and gives you boundaries, then you know that you're safe, so to speak, inside that system. So very, very wise words, Steve. Again, thanks so much. Well, bud, it's been a great show. I know we're at the bottom of the hour, and I'll tell you what, buddy, let's go out here and knock it down, man. Let's go crush it. Let's go knock it out of the park. Thanks so much for all of your wisdom this morning, bud. Again, man, I got to give you an applause. I know everybody online is very grateful for your wisdom this morning as well. And so how about giving us the last word this morning, bud, as we close the show?
Oh, my goodness, Tony, you put me on the spot. I'm going to – I had something I wanted to share. Here it goes. Sometimes the hardest thing and the right thing are the same. That's my quote for the day. It may be a little more challenging to go out and do the right thing and spend that time with the merchants, spend that time with those employees, but at the same time, that's the right thing to do, and it's going to be the best thing to do for everybody involved. Have a great week. We'll see you tomorrow on Olo Radio.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at ioloradio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.